Chapter 72. You did not use the company jet, correct? Asked Kuchin. No, like you said to, I rented a private plane under one of the corporate shells we have, untraceable to you or me.
And you have stayed outside of the city in the safe house?
Yes, just as you instructed. I've conducted business through secure phone and computer lines. He paused.
You think people are after me?
No, they're after me. But they can use you to help in that search. I could have killed you or kept you under wraps. I chose the latter.
Rice looked like he might be sick.
Kuchin gripped his arm. Now, your report.
It was quite fascinating how we were able to crack this. The technology is really remarkable. We started with using...
Kuchin raised a cautioning hand.
Alan, get to the point.
We found nothing on the data banks we could get into. No doubt if we had access to some of the Americans' files or even Interpol's, it would have been a different story. But we don't, and thus we had to turn to other things.
Now, in these alternative venues, the data streams were immense, and the server access protocols were complex, but...
The point, snapped Kuchin.
Rice hurried on.
The thing we turned to was aftermarket surveillance feeds.
Aftermarket surveillance feeds. Explain this.
These days there are observational cameras everywhere. I'm not talking about people running around with their cell phones snapping away when a celebrity does something stupid and it gets posted online. I mean cameras at ATM sites, along streets, office buildings, courthouses, airports, train stations, and millions of other places. Hell, London is one big camera, particularly with the congestion charge enforcement requirements. The result is there are literally trillions of bytes of images out there, and it ends up on enormous servers. It's made the cops' job easier. With just about any crime, at least in a public area, there's a decent chance it was captured on film somewhere.
But how does that help us? Were there such cameras in the ancient town of Gord? Kuchin said skeptically.
Rice opened his laptop and set it on a wooden coffee table.
No, we went at it from a different angle. You have to understand that a lot of this data is not locally stored. The capacity just isn't there, particularly for smaller firms and average-sized municipalities. And it's hugely expensive to store and maintain even for mega firms and large cities. So, what do folks do when confronted with a need that they are not equipped to handle, or is too capital-intensive to take on alone?
They outsource it to firms who specialize in that area.
Exactly. So much of this data is stored centrally, at gigantic server complexes around the world. Think of it as massive file cabinets organized by countries, states, cities, towns, suburbs, or divided tactically into government buildings, banks, commercial office properties, even military facilities, and dozens of other subcategories. The images are typically saved for years, or even in perpetuity. It's not like you've got billions of photos stacked somewhere. It's all digital. The storage footprint is relatively small.
And you never know when some of this data might have value.
Exactly. Let's say there's an image of an employee meeting outside a building with the same person for weeks. It might not mean anything then. But 2 years from now, when business secrets are stolen, it might very well aid in building a corporate espionage case against that employee.
I see. Go on.